Vladimir Putin is flexing Russia's military might. President Putin has captured Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula, though Moscow says these are local self-defense forces, causing world tensions to skyrocket. Secretary of State John Kerry.
There's no place in the community of nations for the kind of aggression and steps that we have seen taken in Crimea, in Ukraine, in these last days.
And now analysts say the Crimean crisis is likely to affect other conflicts, such as the Syrian civil war. The U.S. and Russia have cooperated on removal of Syrian chemical weapons, but support opposite sides in the fighting. Former U.S. Ambassador to Iraq and Turkey, James Jeffrey, says Ukraine's fallout will be felt.
We need to be much more active, much more quickly, or we're going to be faced with not just Russia incorporating Crimea, but Russia, Iran, Hezbollah, and Assad running over the vast bulk of the population and creating a victory right in the middle of a region that is full of our allies. That's troubling.
Other analysts say Syrian President Bashar al-Assad should be concerned as Russia focuses on problems closer to home. Middle East expert and former U.S. ambassador to Bahrain, Adam Erily.
So, if I were Assad, I would be worried that my number one, or number two after Iran, patron is distracted and discredited.
Russia has cooperated with the U.S. and other world powers negotiating with Iran on that country's controversial nuclear program. Moscow's support in the U.N. Security Council is critical for securing economic sanctions, analysts say, are forcing Tehran to the bargaining table. Washington relies on Russia to provide transportation routes supplying U.S. troops in Afghanistan. This is immediately important given plans to withdraw troops and equipment this year. James Jeffrey.
If we were to push Russia, I think that they would be suddenly very uncooperative. That would mean that it would be more difficult and more expensive, but there are other routes out of there through Central Asia, through the Caucasus, and obviously through Pakistan and over the air.
Military experts say NATO will also need to react to Russia's aggression in Ukraine. London-based security analyst Jonathan Eyal.
It would be inescapable conclusion now, after what has happened in Ukraine, that NATO will have to move troops to the borders with Poland and with Romania, the two biggest countries that are have a border with Ukraine.
Washington is calling for all Russian forces to return to their bases for direct talks between Kiev and Moscow and international monitors to ensure the safety of all Ukrainians. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Washington.